after the problems this year, no one has to be reminded of how cruel nature can be. I'm Shannon Latham. Come drought, hail, or high water, if you plant the minimum product required, you're fully protected by Latham Seeds Replant Program. 75 bags of Latham brand corn or a 36-bag increase gets you 100% replant. And 200 units of Latham soybeans treated with Soy Shield Plus earns the same. Let's hope not, but just in case, go to LathamSeeds.com or call 877-GO-LATHAM.
Welcome back. It is Farm Talk here at the National Farm Machinery Show, Louisville, Kentucky. And hey, we run into Mr. Tech himself, Chad Colby. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. What a great show. They had a heck of a turnout this week, and it's always good to come down here because that means one thing: spring's not too far away. I know some of my friends down in Texas, they're a little wet in places, but they're getting amped up to get in the field here pretty quick and start planting, so it won't be long.
Some have already put some corn in the ground, some cotton, other things going in.
Yeah, you're 100% right. There's a few guys going, and I've got some good friends in that Waco area, and they'd be planting right now, but quite honestly, for the first time in a lot of years, it's too wet. So, but yeah, it just coming to Louisville just means one thing. It means spring's right around the corner here in the heart of the Midwest.
Yeah, thanks for saying that, because we went through a blizzard yesterday in the Dakotas, woke up to 24 to 34 below air temperature, 40s and 50s below wind chill this morning. So, yeah, spring will come, but just not tomorrow.
You know, that's a good place for that up in North Dakota. It's, you know, down here you need a jacket. It's rainy in Louisville this morning, but we got rain here yesterday. There's some snow back where I'm from in central Illinois. They're getting some snow this morning. But, you know, yeah, it's middle of February, so we know what that means. It won't be too long. But great turnout at the show. A lot of new technology, some new planter technology from Kinze, and Deere's got a new planter, and there's some new tractors. There's just a lot of stuff down here with some new tillage tools. Degelman's got their new design Pro-Till, which is really nice. Got a narrow, and they've changed some things with it. It's kind of neat. Just a lot of great stuff that gets debuted at this show.
Yeah, that's what I told Paul Degelman yesterday. The narrow transport down these narrow roads in the bottom of the holler, you don't want to run into a copper line on the side of the hill.
Well, I think those fellows are getting tired of me. I've been on them pretty hard the last few years. I'm like, come on, boys. That's real cute up north in Canada, but down here in the States, you got to narrow that stuff up a little bit. So it's pretty exciting for them, because they got some new models and some new widths and stuff, which is really nice. But you know, it's always fun to come here and see kind of the latest and greatest of what's coming out. And I think manufacturers are doing a little better job today, Mick, than they have in the past. In the past, they'd show that model and then it would be available to buy really quickly. Today, I'll just use Kinze for example. They showed their new 5 series planter. Well, guess what? You can't even buy that until the midsummer for next year. And I think because these capital purchases are so expensive, it's nice that producers can see what's coming to start to make some of those decisions in the future. Hey, I might be a buyer for that planter, but it might be in 22. But they're making plans for it now. They see the planter, they see the technology. And I think manufacturers are doing a lot better job of that right now.
Whether it's the Fendt 900 series tractors, the John Deere combine that they're going to have out for next year, there's so many things that, yeah, it does require a little planning. And you know, farmers got to be in the sales business. They got to sell the banker on that.
Well, and I think farmers are doing a little better job now of making sure that there's the return on that investment now. In the past, maybe we bought stuff because we wanted it. I think now we're making sure that it fills a need, that it can save us some money or fix a problem they've got. Be more efficient maybe with that new combine. And maybe when you buy the next new combine, you spend the extra money and put automation on that combine. Because, yes, it's $20,000, but the combine does a lot better job of doing its job of harvesting without maybe having the most experienced operator. So a lot of guys are looking at that. And there's a lot of great new attachments, a lot of stuff here around dry fertilizer and fertilizer attachments, a lot more than what we've seen in the past. And that's just simply economics. Guys trying to maximize the efficiency of their every dollar they put on the farm. And coming to shows like this, it does a great example of doing that.
Now, you kind of set the bar for everybody on social media. Get out there, tell the farmer's story. But you're also a pilot, and so you've flown, I say, crisscross north to south the U.S. of A. What do you see for soil, you know, snowpack, rain, you know, flood? What are you seeing out there?
You know, I think the Midwest is still reeling from that mess they had there on the Iowa-Nebraska border last year. I think that goes without saying. There's still tens and tens of thousands of acres that probably won't be planted this year. So they got a lot of work on that levee system to get that back going. But I think the nice part is you have to realize that farmers today are just doing such a good job managing their soils. And they have for a long time. We don't talk about it much because it kind of goes without saying. But, you know, the thing is there's a lot of new technology guys are doing, whether that's strip till or minimum till. Yes, they're doing it from economics, but boy, does it do the soil good, and especially when we start talking about erosion and runoff and those kind of things. And it's something that, you know, all farmers, whether you're in Canada or the U.S., it doesn't matter, should be really proud of the good stewards that they've been for generations and continue to do so today. And a lot of that's because of great new technology today.
Yeah. What technology here has got your crank going today?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I'm pretty excited about some of the tillage stuff I see, because it doesn't happen that often. I kind of like that. But, you know, the planter technology is probably where I really get the most excited, just because there's some new stuff. You know, John Deere's got their new planter this year, which is going to fill some voids. And now Kinze's new planter, it's pretty neat. And Fendt's got a new planter coming out, too, called the Momentum. I've seen that. It's neat. But if you look at it, and I would encourage you to do so, is even hooking it up to the tractor, they've got smart enough to realize we don't need to hook up 10 hydraulic hoses and use every port on the tractor. And the new Kinze planter is a PTO pump and 4 hydraulic hoses, and you plug it in and you're done, really quick and easy. So I like that from a simplistic standpoint. But it's fun. I was at Agritechnica in November in Europe, and you really get to see some of what's coming down the road. And I think all the equipment manufacturers need to do a little bit job of making their equipment work from the cab standpoint, from user interface, like our smartphone does. I tell them this all the time. You can hand Grandpa your new iPhone and turn it on, and I don't care if Grandpa's never used one before. He can push the phone button, and he can type in a phone number and hit the call button, and Grandpa can make a call on that phone. I would argue if you put Grandpa in any modern tractor today, Grandpa might have trouble making it move. Yeah. And I tell the manufacturers, you've got to fix that. And they're doing that. And it's going to get easier over the next few years. But it's just exciting to be here and talk to fine folks like yourself and just share the technology in agriculture. And it's booming like ever.
Yeah. And technology is a good thing. But, yes, it can be overwhelming. So, yeah, make it work smarter, not harder. Make technology easier. If those computers are in there and these computers are getting faster and smaller and quicker and better, let's let them do the work and not the farmer.
Well, that's right. And do a little bit better job. I think that's the key. I think what you're going to see the next, you know, 2 to 5 years is our equipment making decisions for us based on what we need the equipment to do. And that's what's really exciting.
Yeah. And, of course, folding in the soil test and the nutrient management and all, and the variable rate fertilizer and seed, different varieties. Boy, there's really a bright future for farming.
Wait, that's a whole nother show if we go down that rabbit hole. But yeah, I mean, there's an exciting future. John Deere was at the Consumer Electronics Show earlier this year in Vegas, and I went out there, and it's pretty humbling to understand the levels of technology in agriculture, but understand that draws in a lot of other people that maybe didn't have an agriculture background, but because of their technical skills, the industry needs that type of person. And I think that's what's super exciting over the next, you know, 5 to 10 years, is really how advanced things are going to get.
Alrighty. Chad Colby, if guys want to follow you on social media, what's your handle?
On Twitter, it's the Chad Colby, but if you just Google my name, you'll find it. And also, I've got a website, Colby Ag Tech, and there'll be a folder there with hundreds of photos from this show down in Louisville. And appreciate talking with you.
Yeah, thank you. And you were hanging out with Max Armstrong doing some fun things yesterday. What's going on today?
Oh, yeah. We're closing in on the 100th episode of the tech segment that I do on the show every week. And, we're just reporting from the show, talking about the latest technologies, kind of like we did here with you this morning. And it's just really fun to share, because obviously not everybody can make it down to Louisville. So we've got to do our part to share it to farmers across the country.
Yep, spreading the word across the Dakotas and Minnesota today. So thank you, Chad.
Hey, you bet. Have a great show.